73 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we've had mixed prices here today, led up by soybeans. They were up as much as 14.5. At the moment, they're still up 13.75 at 9.07 a quarter in November. Corn has been up 2 to down 2 at the moment. We have December down 1.5 at 3.83 3/4. And September wheat's down 3.5 at 5.71. That's 15 off its high. Meal for September is at 3.32.90, up 4.50. October soybean oil is 28.82, up 25. Hogs are up 42 in October at 50.65, with October cattle up 27 at 111.82. Crude oil up 40 to 60. The U.S. dollar down 30 cents, but corn down 1.5 to 2, beans up 13, wheat down 3 to 4. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for that update. Let's take a look at some other notes this morning. The export inspections report showing weekly shipments for corn the week of August 2nd at 1.287 million metric tons. That was down 22.5% from last week, but 31.5% larger than the same week in 2017. Accumulated corn exports for this market year have reached just about 53 million metric tons. It's about 2% lower than last year at this time. Meanwhile, the crop progress report indicated that 57% of the corn crop was in the dough stage. That's versus the 37% average, with 12% already dented, 6% is normal. Condition ratings were down 1% in the good to excellent categories to 71%. Meanwhile, on the soybean side, crop conditions deteriorated a little bit quicker than expected last week, as soybean crop ratings slipped 3% to 67% good or excellent as of Sunday. Particularly Missouri taking a notable hit in those crop conditions. That's helping the market this morning. Meanwhile, USDA export inspections report showing that U.S. exporters shipped 893,000 metric tons of soybeans for the week ending August 2nd, 16% more than the previous week and a 30% jump over the same week last year. Total shipments this market year about 3% below a year ago at 53.37 million metric tons. Let's check current conditions here in the WIOL listening area. Right now in Urbana, we're at 73 degrees, relative humidity at 89%. Rain for now has moved out of our listening area into Indiana. And taking a glance elsewhere across central Illinois, 69 degrees in Bloomington Normal at last check, up to 72 in Decatur. 71 degrees in Danville, 75 in Charleston, Mattoon, and 73 degrees in Rantoul. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 81 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 67, partly cloudy tomorrow and a high of 82. It's Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.